Hello, everyone. Welcome back to a galaxy far, far away. I'm kidding. That's so corny as hell. But it's because we're in space right now, or Matt at least told me we're in space. So I felt like I had to do something. And then I'm like, because like you can't breathe.
No, we're protected in our little, we're in our little ships right now. So
cool,
we're good.
Cool. Yeah, I made sure. Hey, what's up, everyone? It's been a minute, but it's press play again. And we are here for a very special episode because we decided we were going to watch all of The Bad Batch, talk it with you guys, discuss it every time it comes out, usually a couple days after, to get people, like, we're giving you time to catch up, to watch it, because not everybody can watch it, like, the second it comes out. Unlike, I mean, I still do because I'm psycho and I wake up at 4 a.m. to do so, but other than that, but before we do that, we have a little special episode. Before little Ohms pops on this podcast with us, Matt and I decided to watch him together for the first time. Me, my brother, Mike, and Matt watched the finale of Clone Wars, the last four episodes. That was my like third rewatch of it. It's the same every time. Same reaction from me every time. But we got to see it for the first time through Matthew's little eyes. So we decided we should just talk about it because it's leading up into The Bad Batch anyway.
It is. Maybe even more than we realized, right?
Yeah. Maybe. Well, we'll talk about that when we talk about The Bad Batch because yeah, you'll see. But anyway, so yeah. Hey, what's up? It's Bailey, your girl. And with me, that's Matthew, your boy. So
that's me.
We're press play again, like I said before. And before we start everything, I'm just going to get all that schmiggy mishmash out of the way and tell you that you can follow us on social media, not Facebook, but Instagram at Again Press and Twitter at Press Play Again. Or no, backwards. Just kidding. I'm so bad at this. No. It's Twitter at Again Press and Instagram at Press Play Again. We post fun things. We post polls. We post shit. Either way, just come more, see it and like it and join us. And if you don't want to watch us, which I totally understand, you can listen to us on Spotify, Breaker, Google Podcasts, Pocket Casts, Radio Public, and Apple Podcasts. And then also just do us a huge favor and give us 5 stars and write a review because that helps us in apparently the grand scheme of things. Who would have thought it was that important to get a star? But here we are talking about stars and getting stars. So that's all I got.
More
for
important
you.
Than ever.
Right now. That's the extent of my jokes tonight. I am on a whole new low level. And just like comment and like and subscribe to any of the shit that we do because we'd love to hear from all you guys. And Star Wars is a very important thing that all of us should be discussing together as a group in the world uniting.
It's like eating your vegetables, Bailey. Like if you don't discuss Star Wars enough with like a group or like surrounded by friends and, you know, feeling like you're in a safe place, you're not nourished.
Yeah, get some asparagus and watch some. Oh, like if they used asparagus as lightsabers. You know what? I think I took the wrong thing from that message. Yeah, okay. Anyway, we're gonna roll past this and start talking about the last four episodes of the Clone Wars. And I think we need to hear from Matt since it's his first time. I need to hear from you what your first impression is. Of now that you've wrapped up the whole show of Clone Wars, what do you feel about it?
Oh boy, it was bloody brilliant. That's all I've got. No, wow, what a fucking long ride. At times towards the beginning, it was like, will this ever actually be worth it? Not because any of it was bad, right? But when Clone Wars starts, it's just so slow. There's so much like, you know, it feels more like a kid's show or not. But man, as it gets towards the end, even like the later seasons, and I know this is really just supposed to be a review of the last four, but like getting into season five and six, really, I was like, when it was really starting to get good and really starting to care about like, okay, now, because I know people are saying the finale is this good, like now I can kind of see where this is going to. And oh my God. I mean, I don't want to sound dramatic here. But I think the last four episodes of this show are on par easily with the best of the movies. Obviously, you've got just nostalgic value with the original trilogy. Like, you know, it's almost sacrilegious to say this would be as good as that. And I get that. But I think you'd be hard to argue anything else could really rank above this. and obviously that's everybody's different, but I just think this could very easily earn its place in the conversation, that this is just as good as any of the sequel trilogy movies, any of the prequel movies. It does so much of a good job telling the story, especially of episode three, in a different way, right? A different point of view. But it finally makes it all make sense, like how all of this could have been going on at the same time. You know, there's still a little bit, we talked a little bit about it, and I think Anakin is the biggest thing leaving Clone Wars where I'm like, I love Anakin in Clone Wars. He's the biggest disconnect from the prequel trilogy, or the prequels. It just doesn't feel like the same human being. But you can kind of, you know, whatever. You can brush that aside. And God, the Ahsoka is just so fucking great. So great. I mean, she's easily like my favorite character in Star Wars now. So I can't wait to get more into this. But my top level thoughts is I was blown away by it. Blown away. I've already watched all four of those episodes twice.
Hell yeah.
I'm watching them again as soon as we get off of this, probably. But it's just, it's so good, man. It's so good.
I'm what did so, you think? I mean, you know how I feel because I was just sitting while we were rewatching. So I watched all of Clone Wars, and then Matt and I were rewatching all of the Star Wars movies shortly after it. And when we got to the prequels, the whole time we were watching the prequels, I was telling him, like, I don't know how to explain it, but watching Clone Wars before watching the prequels again makes the prequels somehow just so much more relevant and so much more important in my mind. And I've always really enjoyed the prequels, and Darth Vader slash Anakin has always been my favorite character in Star Wars. So getting that portrayed properly through Clone Wars made me fall in love with that show so much. And like, I'm one of those kind of people that loved all the filler episodes, loved all the nonsense that you got in that show, loved like the corny, cheesy parts of it, plus the awesome, intense parts of it. And then we get the end. Then we get these last four episodes. And my brother Mike, shout out to him, because he forced me. He was like, when you get to the last four episodes, you do not watch them without me. I'm coming to your apartment. We're setting it up like it's a movie, and we're watching all four episodes like it's a movie. And I'm just like, okay, whatever. He's such a dramatic man. I'm just like, okay, fine. But then he comes in and he literally, like, I don't know. It's just one of those things where he comes over, sets it all up. We have like blankets over the windows, and then you get the first intro, the first of the last four episodes. And it's completely different. You get the red Clone Wars logo, then the music's different, and you're just like, holy shit, is about to happen?
They start it like a Star Wars movie, and so that's why I think it's so easy to instantly put this in the conversation with the movies, right? Because it feels like this is really, they really wanted this to just be
exactly
kind of like a movie, right? And it really kind of functions like a four-act movie, so it's cool.
Well, and that was the thing. Like, when you get that first intro where it's like the movies and you get Clone Wars and it's in red, which is something I've always wanted. Like, Matt and I talked about this before. We kind of really wanted The Last Jedi to have it as a red logo instead. It's not. It's fine. We still like it, which that's a conversation for another day. But
hope we get to have that one day.
When it happened, I swear, like, the music hit and then you see part one. And I pulled up the list because I need to make sure I remember the names properly, but it's Old Friends Not Forgotten. So it's like part one, Old Friends Not Forgotten. And then the whole episode goes into like literally Anakin and Ahsoka finally see each other again for like the first time since she pretty much left. Like, not the first time, because I think, or no, it's the first time. Yeah, it's the first time since she left. And like, that moment alone and seeing his reaction and seeing her reaction and how kind of cold almost she was to him, it's just like, oh my God, what the hell are we getting into? And everything you see with Ahsoka teaming up and wanting to help, what are they called again? I'm sorry, I'm blanking because I should have done my homework and wrote all this down.
The people from Mandalore?
Yes, Mandalore, sorry. Because I keep thinking of the Death Watch because that's like what they were.
Right.
You know what I'm talking about? Mm-hmm. Okay. I need you to help me out because you are better with doing homework than I am. So it's just with helping out Mandalore and like being so on top of and wanting to do that, it's just like she like completely took a different like turn with Jedi, but that's like what we see as Ahsoka's character throughout the show. Like, she is always above a lot of the other Jedi with the ways of thinking, like, I'm here to help people. I don't get why we're not doing that more, kind of thing. And you get to see that more.
Yeah, I mean, that's just so cool, right? Like, just looking at her character as a whole, it's that weird thing. And if you know more about, like, the deeper Star Wars lore, you know, kind of like Grey Jedi and stuff. And I feel like the show never really says that by name, but it just really sets up Ahsoka like that is kind of more the path that she's on. And the show as a whole did such a good job of finally making you realize why anybody would doubt the Jedi, why the Jedi actually had problems, right? Why it was more like, it gives more reason why even Anakin would leave. And I love that. I think it was even earlier in season 7 where you really got to see him, like, they showed just the darker side of him, right? When the Bad Batch arc before all this. Mm-hmm. But it was just, to me, it just made all that seem a lot more realistic. And so going into this finale, just everything, the cards just felt like they made more sense. And
yeah, it felt like everything was falling apart.
Yeah.
Like you could feel it.
Right. And it felt kind of like, you know, Revenge of the Sith when you know everything. Like, there's so many cool parts of that movie, and I adore that movie. But I think this just adds so much context to it that's great and just strengthens that movie, which is a really, really cool thing. I can't wait to go back and watch that now. But it's just some little things about this, right? Like, first off, the animation. How the fuck did we get here? Like, coming from this show, what it was at the beginning, and seeing it gradually get a little bit better and better as it goes on.
But like then you get to the last four episodes.
Well, yeah, the last four. I mean, season 7 in general is just, it looks so much better. Like, the jump to Disney Plus was clearly that. But yeah, then they put all the money clearly into these last four. And it's just so weird to me that this style, actually, they managed to make it look good. Because it was such an ugly, blocky animation that just, I didn't see how you could really ever make this look that good. And they fucking did it, man. I mean, there's still some weird, like, I feel like when they're moving in particular, the kind of just walk that characters have still looks a little bit weird. But it just, everything looks so fucking fantastic in this. Like,
it does.
It's just, and great. Like, and I don't know if we haven't even really talked about kind of, I love that this plot going on with Darth Maul was happening at the same time as like the Order 66 stuff, right? Like, it is so cool. Darth Maul's character is given so much fucking greatness in this, right? Like, you know so much more about him now, and you can kind of like see he got fucked over he even makes the comment like, I see now about Dooku, right? Like, we were both just mm-hmm. like, we're
pawns,
both missing a piece.
Yeah.
Like, we both were just missing one fucking thing.
We were like one step behind the whole time.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's one of those things too, where like, you just start seeing the strength in ways you haven't seen yet in Clone Wars. Like, they've always made it seem like everyone's really strong. But in the last four episodes, like, the intro you get with Anakin, where he's just, like, at this battle on a bridge and goes up to Obi-Wan, and he's just like, I got this. And just, like, that walkout he does where he's just, like, slowly walking into, like, a bunch of droids just blasting and has this whole plan with Rex and everything. And you're just like, oh, my God, this is so, like, this is what they needed to do in the prequels to make you believe that Anakin could actually be the person to, like, completely destroy the Force or bring it back together. This is what needed to be done. And then you get all this stuff with how like calculating and smart Darth Maul is, and you're just like, holy shit, like,
he's actually like,
think George was like, you know what, Darth Maul is gonna be like this one day, like, after he killed him off in the first movie he was ever in? Like, do you really think?
No, it's, and that's what's so cool, because Star Wars, it's almost this running thing now where there's so much in Star Wars that just, the thing is, it looks cool, right? Like, there's so many characters. I mean, I'm talking Boba Fett and stuff that are getting their time now, right? Like, Boba Fett's finally getting more of the story that he deserves, frankly. And the same thing is here with Darth Maul, where it's like, for the longest time, he's just such a badass looking dude. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
in episode
everybody loved him.
Fucking cool. He looks cool. He's scary. He kills Qui-Gon. It's like, he does enough. But then to get more of this, like, just, we got backstory for him. We got concurrent things going on during the prequels now that we know about. And then we got this, which was literally going on during Order 66. He knew it was going on. I mean, the moment that after him and Ahsoka fight, and she kind of uses the Force to keep him from falling, and he gets tied up and they're taking him away, and he's like screaming, he's like, you don't know what you're doing. And it's like, that fucking sticks with you, because it's like, have no idea what's about to happen, and he does.
And like, leading up to that part, like, when you finally get Ahsoka and Anakin meeting for the first time again, and like he has like that surprise for her, and this is where you really see like everything you went through during Clone Wars when you were watching it, and the connections you felt with all of these clones, and actually being able to see them have personality and see them be like a part of this team and unit, like really looking up to the Jedi and wanting to work with the Jedi. And then you get that whole scene where she's just walking through where they all painted their helmets out of respect for her. And like, yeah, she gets her lightsabers back. And it's, that part is so important because it is literally the last part she sees Anakin before he becomes what he becomes. And it's, every time I watch that scene, it makes me emotional because I love Ahsoka so much, and I loved her and Anakin's relationship in this show. So that was such an important moment because at least it was a good moment. Like,
oh yeah,
it could have been a shitty moment, but it was great. And then she leaves and never sees him again. And then you get all the, like, I can't even describe how cool that scene with her and Darth Maul, where they, like, he lures her to meet up with her in the throne room, and he's just battling with her, but at the same time, like, trying to convince her. She's like, he's like, we have to kill Anakin. Like, I was trying to get him to come here because you don't understand what all of this is, but I do now. And so if we do this together, we can stop it all. And in your head, you're like, holy shit, if she just would have teamed up with Darth Maul, there's a possibility none of this could have even happened. Because, like, you fully believe, seeing how strong Ahsoka is and seeing how strong Darth Maul is, they maybe could have ended it. They maybe they definitely could have. And that's what's so crazy to think about. Like, we never would have seen any of that if they didn't, like, expand the story and see it from, like, a different point of view of what was going on with all of this. Like, honestly, tell me, did you think when we were going into last four episodes that we were going to be seeing it all from a different point of view? Or did you think we were going to be seeing it all played out just in animated style?
So for me, honestly, I did kind of think that this is what it would be like. I didn't, okay, not exactly like this. I definitely didn't. I mean, and some of it's not fair because I saw trailers for this way before it came out. So I knew Darth Maul was going to be a part of the finale in some way. And I think if you would have, like, asked me what I would have thought would happen, I would have assumed, and again, this goes because of the promos and stuff about Ahsoka and knowing that she really hadn't been in much of the season yet, except for that terrible arc right before this. there's a little side note, props to the show for following up, like, the ending, which was the best four episodes, with maybe the worst arc in the show was the one right before this. Anyway, so I kind of just figured, putting pieces together, I was like, it probably will be more focused on Ahsoka, but telling, you know, the story of what happened at the end. I really didn't know what to expect further than that, though. Like, I will say, to your point, I thought more of it would still be retelling of it. Like, I thought we would have straight up seen more scenes from it. But here's what I like about why that didn't happen. That, to me, and we've talked before about how just kind of this mutual respect we all have for Dave Filoni. That just furthers that even more because, and not everybody would have looked at it this way, but clearly Dave Filoni has a lot of respect for George Lucas. And so much of the, like, content that he's created in Star Wars has seemed like it's stuff that's strengthening, let's be honest, some of the weaker parts of the story that George Lucas might have told, namely the prequels, namely a lot of what we've gotten in Clone Wars. And I think that all of that goes back to, like, he wasn't just going to show this in maybe a cooler way. And let's be real, we all like Anakin in this, at least the two of us, I think, maybe a little bit more than... his character's still a little bit more easier to follow and just makes more sense, right? So some of seeing the scenes from Revenge of the Sith with this version of Anakin would have been fucking awesome, but I just don't think it was in Dave Filoni. Like, he just didn't want to step on George Lucas' toes, and he also just has this respect for the original or the prequel trilogy that he didn't want to do that, right? Like, he felt there was much more strength here in showing the, I mean, literally leading up to certain scenes, like Mace Windu and Yoda and all them talking.
Yeah.
Like, you hear lines repeated. You see, I mean, they talk about when in episode two with Obi-Wan, and he basically says, like, you know, Anakin just killed Count Dooku. Like, they have all of this stuff that's going on concurrently, but it's stuff that we didn't see in Revenge of the Sith. And I think that was a ballsy thing and a much more, like, I don't know, to me that is the more respectful thing to do. And
but that's the thing, right?
Like, thing to do,
it's respectful, but I also think that he did it because it wasn't, that's not the story he was telling. He's telling Ahsoka's story. He's telling the clones' story. Like, this, at the end of the day, you follow the characters you know most, so throughout the show you're like, Obi-Wan, Anakin, Yoda, like all of that, you love watching and seeing their storylines and their story beats with it. But at the end of the day, this is about the clones. This is about the bond that they had with it. They're them going through this change and not knowing what's happening. And then Ahsoka, it's all about her. It's all about how she was created and who she became. And so I can honestly say when I first saw the end, I thought we were going to see a lot more of what we got at the end of the movies. Like at the end of Revenge of the Sith, I was like, oh, we're going to see some of this played out. Like we must see something with Anakin and Padme and stuff like that. Cause they were really hinting at their relationship kind of drifting apart and then getting back together. It was, it was one of those things where I was like, oh, we'll definitely see it. And then I watched the whole end and was almost happy that I wasn't expecting what I got, because I love that this became this like poem to Star Wars, but through like Ahsoka's eyes. That sounds like so corny, but so beautiful the way it was told in the end. Like the whole last two episodes after the whole thing with Maul and then him getting captured, and then that's when it happens. That's when you're getting to the point where like Order 66 it's like commencing, like it's happening. And Ahsoka finally feels like things could be getting better. That's when everybody starts saying that. They're like, Obi-Wan's like going to do like kill Grievous, like Grievous is gone or whatever. And then because of that, everyone's like, maybe the war can end. And that is like the last things they were thinking before everything went to shit. And like, I had no clue that that's what everyone was thinking, because you don't see that really in the movies. But so she has this small like sigh of relief, and then all the clones turn on her and you're just like, what the hell? Like, I don't know. I wasn't expecting to see it like that. I did at some point when we were watching the show, but before, when I was thinking of what the end of the show would be like, I wasn't expecting it to be like this.
Yeah. And to me, it's one of the only ways they could have. Like, I like how everything makes sense, right? Because one of the biggest, weirdest things about all of this is, like, how does Anakin have a Padawan named Ahsoka that we never hear about in the movies, right? Like, it's so strange, even with Rex, right? Like, Rex is never mentioned in Revenge of the Sith, right? No. So, it's almost like the two of them needed to be together. And it's so cool because both of them are such important characters to Anakin. So to it's Anakin, cool that during all of this, they were together, because again, there's no other way for it to make sense. They couldn't have been really doing anything else. Like they would have had to retcon stuff. And that goes back to Filoni not really wanting to do that. And to me, that's just so cool, right? That we get to see them together and they're such these pivotal characters now. And they kind of go through this ordeal, which Order 66, horrifying. Like, the idea of what is going on here is horrifying. And Revenge of the Sith, more or less, kind of, like, I mean, the end of that movie is very sad, very dark, but showing how, like, the weight of that, the Clone Wars was able to do, because you know more of these characters now that are going through it like them. It's so cool seeing it from that point of view, man. I loved it. And to talk about, too, the beginning, because we're kind of in, like, the episode 3 territory now of the Clone Wars.
Yeah.
Final arc. And the whole scene with transporting Darth Maul was amazing. The music that was playing, it was so...
Oh, it was like so Blade Runner.
Yeah, it's so unabashedly Blade Runner that they were just like, fuck it. They were like, this is the music.
We're going all in. It's going to be the most dramatic scene of the entire show. We're going to make it the transport of Darth Maul.
And I adored it because it's so just eerie. And it really works when you think about it, because it's the like final minutes leading up to Order 66. Like they couldn't have been just the normal cheery Star Wars music kind of playing at this, because this really made you feel the gravity of that. Like when Rex is just like, hey, the briefing's there. Like, you want to come hear it? And Ahsoka's just like, I'm sure it's good news. And he walks in there and it just happens, right? It's just, it set that up so perfectly. And I love it. I love when they turn on him and you just see the struggle that Rex has too, and the tear coming down his eye and everything. It's just... they really nailed all that stuff.
And I completely forgot, but like, so we did this too for the second episode of the 4. This is getting confusing the way I'm saying it. So we're going through the last 4 episodes, but the second episode of the last 4 episodes is titled The Phantom's Apprentice. The Phantom Apprentice.
So badass. Coolest name in all of the show.
We made Matt like close his eyes because we were like, you can't see this title until it pops up on the screen because it's important. So we did it like that. And it's just like the music hits and it just says Phantom Apprentice. And it's like, this is Star Wars. Like, this is it. This is what you're supposed to feel. And Dave Filoni, for some reason, just like absolutely knows what every Star Wars fan is supposed to be feeling at all times. And that is like what it is. Like the second I saw that, I had like a tear well up in my eye. And I was like, what is wrong with me?
Yeah, that was.
But it's because it's about Darth Maul, too. And that's why you're just like, holy shit, like this is incredible. And then who would have thought that like the last 4 episodes of this damn show were going to be revolved around Darth Maul trying to save everyone, and not like save everyone to like save the world, but just like so that he doesn't
his own dark way.
Yeah, like so that he doesn't die. Like it's just crazy to me how he didn't want his master to win because he abandoned him. And I just, oh, it's so cool. And like then we get to episode 3, which what we were just talking about, and it's all of the leading up to Rex being the one that hears Order 66, and when he sees Ahsoka and tries to shoot her, and you just see like a tear running down his face, you're like, oh my god, this is so intense and so beautiful to feel this way about a clone, right? Yeah. Like these like no name, no face kind of people that have just been a no part face. Of Star Wars for forever. But like, you know what no I mean? Name. Like, because they're all clones, they're just like all the same face. So
no, yeah.
I never would have thought I would have given shit about a clone and like how they felt whenever they turned and went against the Jedi. I don't know. It was one of those things where the show finally like puts that into perspective, and it's a thing you never thought you needed, but you do need. And now I can't live without. So
yeah, I mean, it just makes the Clone Wars, like even an Attack of the Clones, probably the weakest of the Star Wars like movies.
Right.
Just what gets started now in Attack of the Clones sets up Clone Wars. So it's just inherently more important now. That's just genius, right? Like, it's the same thing Marvel does, where kind of like with the TV shows now, where they kind of make more characters or smaller characters more important. And Filoni's doing this with Star Wars. And Star Wars is inherently more kind of sacred. It's just kind of the mystifyingness around Star Wars has always just felt like it's this sacred thing that it's, you walk a very fine line between not changing anything and not, you don't want to touch certain things, right? And I just think it's, you have to have a lot of balls to do some of the stuff that Dave Filoni has done. And again, not ever retconning anything, just adding so much context and making stuff so much cooler.
That's why it's genius, though. He just, instead of changing, he just completely added an entire meaning
because,
to things.
Because let's be honest, the easier way to do this would have been to tell the same story as Revenge of the Sith, but just change parts of it, show a lot of the best parts of Revenge of the Sith again, but animated, mm-hmm. and try to make it cooler and stuff, and with this different version of Anakin. And like we said, I'm glad that that's not what they did. Also wanted to shout out the fight scene with Ahsoka and Darth Maul, because that scene is incredible, and I looked it up. That scene was actually like mo-capped and everything by...
Really?
Yeah. Well, what's his name that plays Darth Maul? Is it Ray Park or Randall Park?
Yeah.
Ray Park. Yeah. I mean, because he voiced him, and he literally did the mo-cap for that scene too. Because I don't think a lot of the fights, or maybe any of them in this show, were ever kind of like stunted and stuff like that. But that scene looked incredible, and it looked much more realistic, and that's why. And I think that's just so cool. Again, adding to the fact that they really... The production on these last 4 episodes was insane, and they wanted it to feel like a movie. And that's why that scene looks so cool. Both parts of that fight, by the way. Because once Darth Maul kind of leaves and they're underneath the... above the city, like on that little fucking tightrope. God, it's so, so good.
Well, you see how just like absolutely badass and skilled Ahsoka is? And it just makes you believe, like, how is she not the one who's supposed to bring balance back to the Force?
Yeah.
Because there's something about her character that's just like purely good and purely wants to help people and understands what Yoda always talks about. And it's like, for some reason, when you have a person that understands that, it's almost like Obi-Wan. Like, they just seem like they are supposed to be the person to fix it all.
And that's why I love seeing the kind of like, it's a small interaction between her and Yoda at the end, or this might be in episode 3, I think, but there is that understanding that Yoda has.
Yeah.
And granted, we see what, like, Yoda had a very important arc a season ago.
Yes.
So he's been through a lot too, and was probably more willing to understand kind of the faults that the Jedi have. But I just love that. I love their exchange. I love how he even asks her, like she did all this stuff, and she's like, as a citizen or whatnot, and he's like, but not as a Jedi. She's like, not as a Jedi. It's just like, you can tell Yoda kind of just understands where she's coming from, and yeah. And even wants to give the message to Anakin.
Of a lot of mistakes.
Yeah, which I've rewatching it. Do you remember, like the first time her and Obi-Wan talk in episode 2 of all this? She says something along the lines of like, "Tell Anakin," and he's like, "I will," but you don't know what she's actually meaning. Mm-hmm. And it's they were talking about her just going and talking to Anakin about all this stuff. But it's kind of like a recurring theme again. And then in episode 3, Yoda asks her, like, you have a message? And she ultimately says no. And it's that thing where you realize, like, she never does get to talk to Anakin. You know, after episode 1, like, they never get to communicate. And maybe if she would have gotten that chance, that's another way that this could have all stopped. And it's just heartbreaking. It's so heartbreaking. The relationship that we've seen her and Anakin have now. And
well, this show in the last 4 episodes really also, and going into Bad Batch, which we'll see soon, guys. But it really like highlights and shows just how powerful and calculating the dark side has been this entire time, to the point where you really do believe there was no stopping this plan. Like this plan was going to happen regardless of if the Jedi figured it out or not. And in ways they kind of did, or got at least close to figuring it out before it happened. And it didn't matter. Like it was going to happen. And I think you really see how much that works in the 4th episode, with everyone turning against her and Rex, and her being able, with the cute little droids. The droids were great in episode 4. I love that it all came back to droids helping them. I thought that was awesome.
It was.
That made it just so much more Star Wars. It's like you get all this dramatic stuff in the show, and then having droids help them just feels right. I don't know why, but then you see them just constantly failing. Like everything happens to them to the point where they're just like, we are doing everything we can to win and to get away and to escape, even just get off of the damn ship, and they can't. And Darth Maul even escapes, and you're just like, Jesus, like they cannot catch a break. And that's when you start seeing, like, if this is just happening on this one tiny ship, I can't even imagine like how much more it is throughout the entire galaxy of like this entire plan that just takes place and is everywhere, and everyone's dying, and it's just awful. And awesome, because you get to really, really see the power of the dark side that like we've been needing to see. And I'm not saying you don't see that in the movies. I'm just saying for some reason in this show, and the way they built it up, and then the perfect way they ended this show, you get that feeling of dread way, way, way more, because you know it's the beginning of it all. I don't know. I find that so cool about that. And then watching her and Rex go through what they went through, and him and her having so much trouble, like not even wanting to kill any of the clones, because it was people that they were with this entire time for years, like fighting this war. And then the ship finally crashes, and you get the end shots for the last like 2 minutes of the show. And you're just like, holy shit. Like, I can't even fathom how powerful of a feeling that is to portray through just like an animated TV series about a show that movies that have been going on forever and that have a huge following already. It's impressive.
I mean, it really is. It really is. Like, that last episode, to me, I didn't really know what to expect. I didn't know if the entire last episode was going to be committed to that kind of battle. I think that was the shortest of the episodes. They kind of were stacked, like 1 and 2 were the longer ones. 3 was in the middle, and then the second one was short even for a Clone Wars episode. I think it was right at like 22 minutes.
Okay.
But yeah, because it really took up the whole thing. But like you were saying, it was just cool to see, and you can kind of just imagine that was kind of going on everywhere. But it just, the idea of like, this was a show about, there were so many characters that we loved in it, but it was, like you've said a bunch during this, like it was the Clone Wars. It was about the clones, and the adding a whole new weight to that tragedy of them turning on characters that we love like this. And I think it was like really cool and smart, like, after watching all this now, too, for them to spend the final episode on that. I think that is just, like, conceptually now, that is so much cooler than I ever would have thought it is. Last battle is them fighting their brothers, right?
Could you have ever thought you would give it, like, care at all about this? If somebody told you, hey, there's a show about the clones, the Stormtrooper clones from Star Wars, there just, like, is a whole 7-season show about it, would you watch it? Because I wouldn't have. I didn't really, because the first time I turned this show on, I saw the animation and I was like, "Whoo, I'm not doing this." And then a season later, I was like, "You know what? I think I really like this show."
Yeah, they nailed building up to this moment, and just kind of the final shots of all this, right? We're just heartbreaking,
so symbolic,
and incredible
too.
And, yeah, and just seeing Ahsoka kind of in the aftermath of this, and all the helmets of those, you know, the clones there, and the with the painted her symbol on them, right? It's just her kind of just being there, and ultimately deciding to leave her lightsaber behind too. Lightsabers, I imagine. Who knows? Maybe she took the other one. I don't think they only showed her drop one, but I imagine she dropped them both. It got me, man.
Man, you froze and I had to restart, so I didn't hear anything you just said.
You're actually a black screen now on
here. Oh, no. Well, it's okay. We're at the end of the show anyway. So yeah. I guess we can just, it'll be symbolic for my depression I felt after the show ended.
Is your camera on?
Yeah, it's on.
Oh, that's
it's
really
on.
Weird.
Like, it shows me on my screen, but leave it to freaking me to ruin the end of this episode.
That is, wait, hold on 1 second. Let's see. Oh, no. I don't know what happened. Can you hear me? Oh, no. All right. Well, I don't even think. Yeah, the video can't even see me anymore. I can just hear my lovely voice. Bailey, are you there? She's gone. All of this is gone. I don't understand what's going on. Guys, we're having technical difficulties. This has never happened before. Oh. Oh, look, they were back.
Okay. Have I been recording this whole time?
So I could still hear you the whole time, and people Sweet. Couldn't see you. They could see me, then they couldn't see any of us anymore. I kind of talked them through what was going on, though.
Oh, like, we I was talking together, too. Guys. So
yeah, we couldn't hear any of that.
I literally was just like, yeah, everything we touch turns to fire and none of this ever works out. And we'll sit for 30 minutes before the episode and try and edit everything and make sure it's like all set and proper. And then somebody's internet connection just completely shits out. So
that was weird, though. That is never happened before. So very strange.
We're still rolling, though, right?
Oh, yeah, we're good now.
All right. We need to just talk about the end then, because in the last like minute where the ships landed, you get them walking out and they're burying all their brothers. So freaking cool. And then you get them with the helmets on the sticks over their graves. And it's all the helmets that are painted like Ahsoka. And you're just like, oh my God. Like the amount of shit that this person has gone through. Like Ahsoka has just lost her entire family. Like all of them. Lost Anakin, lost all of her brothers she fights with, everyone. She's alone. She goes through all of that. She like takes one last look and just drops her lightsaber. She's like, I'm done. And you're just like, holy shit. She has her robe on and that's even cooler too. I'm like, oh my God, I love the way she looks at the end. And then it flashes like back to where, or not flashes back, but flashes forward. And you see it all snowy and you see like the snow stormtroopers. I know they have a specific name, but I can't remember what exactly they are.
Isn't it just snowtroopers?
Oh my God.
Michael.
I'm sorry. It's my brother is interrupting. He literally was like prancing. What are you looking for? He just wanted to make a cameo.
I love it.
Oh my God. And here's my other brother. I'm sorry. This is just a garbage truck of fire right now. I literally stole that from Kind of Funny. That's a podcast we listen to. It's really good. And that's
Bye,
all right.
Christian.
And that's the second wave. All right. So back to the most important thing we were talking about that now got interrupted four times. We get the flash forward with like all the stormtroopers in the snow. And then you see Darth Vader start walking up and it's like young spry Darth Vader. So that's even more intimidating. So you're like, oh man, he looks like he could like really beat the shit out of some people because he's like fit. You know what I mean? It's like weird when you see Darth Vader like fit and like able to walk quickly. Because I feel like his suit and like really,
really
usually hinders that.
About
yeah.
20 years
so I was like really taken aback when I saw that. I was like, oh my God, he's like a spry young chicken kind of thing. But you see that, and then you see him looking at the wreckage and like all the helmets, and then look down and he like picks up her lightsaber. And that is just like the coolest in shot to a Star Wars show I think you could have, because it just sees, you see him like pick up the lightsaber, drop it, and then he just starts walking away. And in the reflection of one of the helmets, it's just like you see him walking away.
Yeah.
And you're just like, oh my God. And then they're like, Clone Wars. And I'm like, this was the freaking Clone Wars, man.
This was the Clone Wars.
It was awesome.
Ending. Fantastic ending, man. I loved it.
So I think we could honestly say after we watched that, we literally watched those four episodes and then immediately went into The Bad Batch. All in
like,
one night.
Yeah, like literally seconds later, we're like, just fucking keep going. I don't want it to end.
Yeah.
I want more.
I know. So, but it was, oh my God, it was beautiful. Is that, how did you feel? Let's get your final thought. Was it beautiful, Matthew?
It was insanely beautiful. It was insanely beautiful, Bailey. Yeah, like I said at the top, this was just, to me, this is one of those things that I'll rewatch the end of this just right alongside so many of the Star Wars movies.
Yeah,
and I think
exactly.
It's just as good as so much of it. And Ahsoka is such a pivotal character to Star Wars that it kind of blows my mind that just so many people aren't going to really... Well, actually, I'm already taking that back. I'm so glad now that we're getting an Ahsoka show that we got her in Mandalorian. I feel like they're going to kind of make that transition now where she can be more at the forefront. Because so many people, let's be honest, we're put off by Clone Wars. We didn't watch it for this long. The show started like a decade ago or longer, right? Longer.
Yeah.
And we didn't watch it until this year. So a lot of people just don't really know kind of the depths that the show goes to, especially at the end. And I hope people watch
it. We've been trying to convince our friend Corey, Matt's roommate, to get on it. We're just like, you got to get past the animation. You got to just go for it, okay? And that's
really
what we're
do.
Telling you out there.
At the end of the day, yeah, for some reason you watched this episode and haven't seen Clone Wars yet. I don't know. Maybe it's ruined for you now. But yeah, it's so many people I just hope can kind of push through it and kind of give it a couple chances, because it really just, to me, I'm so glad that I stuck through and watched it. It took me a long time. It's the definition of a slow burn, but I'm here for it.
But oh God, are you on fire at the end? You know what I'm saying?
Oh boy.
Anyway, anyways, we'll be back to discuss all the Bad Batch nonsense, but not nonsense. It's great, but not great. I can't give away how I feel already. Anyway, we'll be back. So come and talk to us about that. And then tell us everything you loved about the end of Clone Wars and things that we didn't talk about, but you want to talk about, because I would love to discuss everything about it. We just only have a certain amount of time to usually do these things. So leave comments on it and let us know. But until then, I don't know. Let's hope we see more Darth, right?